You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Nerdy is defined as someone characterized by an obsessive interest in something. Xbox, Marvel, technology, D&D, Lord of the Rings, escape rooms, Pokemon, Funko Pop, Star Wars, PlayStation, comic books, Magic the Gathering, Nintendo, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. All of that is Tech D Rob, host of the Nerd News Podcast, your source for everything nerdy.
I realize you guys are all nerds.
And this is the Nerd News Podcast.
Welcome to the first Nerd News Podcast in a very, very, very long time. Sorry, not on video. I'm sitting in a dark room right now. Just finished watching the Apple event. And I've got a couple things to talk about before we finish up this week's Nerd News. I plan to try and start doing these again once a week, but I've been in a weird place lately, just personally. Just not feeling myself, which is it's neither here nor there. But let's get into the quick hits like we used to do. So, on video game platforms, as of yesterday, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 is on next-gen consoles along with PC. Arcane Blast is on PC as of today. LC is on PS5, Switch, and PC. Hive Jump 2 Survivors on PC. I Am Your Beast on PC. Rugrats Adventures in Gameland on current and next-gen Xbox and PlayStation consoles along with Switch and PC. Satisfactory is out on PC. The Elder Scrolls Castles is on iOS and Android. And Yars Rising is on current and next-gen Xbox and PlayStation, along with Switch, PC, and Atari VCS, which I don't know what that is, to be completely honest with you. I'll have to look that up after this is recorded and such. Demolish and Build is out on PC tomorrow, along with Dragon Quest Monsters The Dark Prince on PC, iOS, and Android. Celestia Chain of Fate is on Switch and PC as of Thursday. And then Grapple Dogs Cosmic K9s is out for Xbox and Xbox Series X and S along with Switch and PC. The Jackbox Naughty Pack is out on Thursday as well for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. The Lollipop Chainsaw Repop is on next-gen Xbox and PlayStation 5 along with Switch and PC. Mannequin is out for PC and PC VR and Quest. Marvel versus Capcom Fighting Collection, which is a whole bunch of different games, is on PS4, Switch, and PC, not Xbox, as I've just told you. A little bit of animosity Xbox fans are having right now for that. Test Drive Unlimited, The Solar Crown, is out on PlayStation and Xbox, current and next gen, along with Switch and PC. UFL is on next gen consoles. Wild Bastards is on next gen consoles, along with Switch and PC. Edge of Sanity is on next gen and previous gen Xbox and PlayStation along with PC. I'm sorry, that's on Friday. Evotinction is on PS5, PS4, and PC on Friday. Funko Fusion is on PC and consoles. I don't know which consoles, but it's out on Friday as well, along with Mexico 1921, A Deep Slumber on PC exclusively. This week in DVD world, there's a lot of huge releases. Well, at least one. The biggest movie of the year, Inside Out 2, now on DVD. Probably out on Disney Plus 2. I don't want to make any assumptions, but it'll be, if not out now, it'll be out soon for sure. Horizon Chapter 1, that's that plagued Kevin Costner movie, out on DVD now. And Late Night with the Devil, which has, oh, I can see it. He was Spot Man in the new Spider-Man animated movie. Oh no. And he was the Spot Dude in the new, what's his name? That's going to annoy me, but he's very popular. He was the Spot Dude in the new, not Justice League, the Suicide Squad. He's a very good actor, and he's in a lot of roles, and I'm sure he's great in this. And then in theaters this weekend, we have Hereafter, Speak No Evil, which is the James McAvoy movie, and The Killer's Game, which I think stars Dave Bautista. Okay, so that was a long quick hits, but we did it. We're done with it, and let's get on to the goods. We have the Apple event, which has just occurred when I recorded this on a Monday afternoon. We have the PS5 Pro, maybe, and then a couple other things we'll get to when we return on the Nerd News Podcast.
at @TechD_Rob on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. More Nerd News Podcast next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Nerd News Podcast with Tech D Rob is new every Tuesday. Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
All righty then. This is the Nerd News Podcast for September the 10th. On September 9th, the day before this, the Apple event occurred, and they went over their new entries into their you know, ever popular lineups, including, let's start with the very first thing they started with was an Apple Watch 10. Less lines around it, less of a bezel, a lighter weight watch, and a couple other features here and there, but mostly the same watch as the number 9, the Series 9. But they also talked about another Apple Watch Ultra 2, which I believe was the name of the one that came out last year, but they're updating that one, which is, it's so weird to me when they just change, when they don't change the name of it, but they do change what the things can do. I'm guessing it's just to be like, hey, these, the ones that you have still can do these things most likely. But it's still weird. Just call it the, just do what you do with everything else and give it a new number. In that same vein, the AirPods Pro aren't getting an AirPods Pro 3. There's just a revamp to the AirPods Pro 2, which that one is weird because there is a change. There's a distinct change. They're USB-C now instead of just lightning cable. So change the name so you, people can get distinction on which ones are which. But they did announce the AirPods 4, which are the entry-level version. That, and they're also AirPods 4 with the, I forgot the name of the mode where you can, it's transparency mode. It's got all those fancy things in a regular AirPods format. So that one was given a new number because it is new. And then we get to the coup de grace, the most anticipated part of it, the iPhone 16. Now, I'm excited about it because I have the iPhone 13. I'm going to trade it in, get the iPhone 16. I get a new one every 3 years. It's just the way I operate. When I was on Verizon, I used to do the new every two. You'd get every 24 months, you'd be able to upgrade. But now AT&T has it every 36 months. You pay off your thing, which I just paid off my old phone, and I could save like $13 a month by not getting a new phone. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. I like technology. So I'm going to get the iPhone 16 Pro Max, which is the biggest screen ever on an iPhone. Very excited about that. And it's got, they're calling it, I don't remember the exact name of it, but they usually have like a chip in it, and they have the number of the chip is usually the same as the phone. Well, this year they skipped the 16 and 17 and went straight to 18, which means nothing, because the number in that does not represent any sort of functionality. It was just easy to be distinctive when you were talking about which phones. So now the 16 has an 18 version of the processor for no reason. It's kind of like when they skipped the iPhone 9 just to go straight to 10. They're just trying to make it seem better. There's no way they couldn't have called it the iPhone, I mean the 16 chip, and it couldn't have been the same. It's just them trying to pull a fast one. But I will say there's some significant camera changes. Each of the new phones has a new camera button. If you're looking at the phone head on the left side, you normally just have the little toggle switch for mute and unmute. Well, now below that, there is a dedicated camera button. You can use it. You can slide your finger across it to zoom. You can click it, I believe, to take a picture. I'm not 100% certain on that. You can hold it down to access like the aperture, the, you know, the f-stop, all that kind of stuff. And that was probably the biggest upgrade as far as usage goes for all these iPhones. The iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max, as usual, have the biggest batteries ever in a phone. They didn't give much of a thing on how much time that means, but they did say the biggest iPhone battery ever, longest lasting. So, I want to get at least, I need to get new AirPods so it's their USB-C so I can get rid of all of my Lightning cables. I will gladly pay $200 to be done with Lightning cables. So that's cool. And I'm going to get a new iPhone and that's going to be USB-C and no more Lightning cables in my, well, in my possession. My girlfriend will still have an iPhone because she does not want to upgrade because she likes her Mini, which is the worst phone I've ever used in my life. I just hate it. And, so yeah, that's the Apple event in a nutshell. There's obviously more specifics you can find. You go to apple.com. You can watch the whole thing. It was about an hour and 40 minutes long. I watched the whole thing. A lot of it was unnecessary, but I did enjoy a good portion of it. A lot of cool stuff coming with the Apple intelligence and, you know, their form of AI. So, we'll know more about that when the phones go on pre-sale Friday. They'll be available next Friday. And then that's also when all the other products are out. So, September 20th, you can expect to start seeing the new iPhone in stores. PlayStation may have leaked the PlayStation 5 Pro design in a, I think it was like 20 years of PlayStation, or maybe it was 30 years of PlayStation. I don't remember exactly. But it had, it showed all the different designs of the PlayStation consoles, and there's one at the very end that looks different, but it looks similar to a PlayStation 5, but obviously has some different aesthetic changes. And people think that's going to be the PS5 Pro. Now, I think it's inevitable that something like that's coming because PlayStation is looking for ways to charge more money, much like they have already. After 5 years, the PlayStation 5 controllers have gone up in price. So that's something you don't normally see. Usually it goes the other way. So I don't know if they're getting greedy. Yes, they are. But there's a shortage of chips. That's what the problem was when, you know, the PlayStation 5 was coming out along with the Xbox Series 1 and Xbox Series X and S. They were saying such thing. There was a chip shortage. So I don't know if that would affect a PlayStation controller as well. A couple other things. I finally was able to play the game Flesh and Blood. It is a trading card game. It is an interesting game. It is a 1v1 where you have what you would probably call a leader in most trading card games. I don't know what they call them in this one. Maybe it's a hero. Maybe it's a champion, something like that. But in this game, rather than all of your cards being in your deck, you have a couple cards inherently. So the character I was playing as he's like a nature guy. So he had a helmet, a shield, a hammer for his attacks. He had chest plate. He had armor and then leg armor. And all those can be used in the series of a game to fight and defend against the person you're playing against. And I think it's an interesting take on a whole bunch of different games. And I have ordered more starter decks of it just to give it to try more decks because it's a lot of fun. So maybe I'll talk about that again later on. But the game is really fun. And I think at least if you like trading card games, you should give it a shot and just buy. There's a new set of two starter decks that I started with. I can't remember their names, but I think one of them was an Aurora, and I don't remember what the other guy's name was. Excuse me. Star Wars wise, they've started Star Wars Unlimited, the trading card game. They started spoiling new cards from the next set, Twilight of the Republic, I believe is what it's called. It mostly takes place during the Clone Wars. We've seen an Obi-Wan Kenobi leader. We've seen a Maul leader, not Darth Maul, just Maul from his days after being a Sith. And more to be released as time goes on. And I'm still super into the game, so I'm really excited about that. This month is Magic the Gathering pre-release month. I don't know, I remember exactly which weekend, but the Duskmourne set will be out, and it is very horror, not necessarily horror movie based, but horror based. I will say there's the Orphans of the Wheat is the name of a card, you know, obviously Children of the Corn kind of thing. There's a lot of takes on actual horror movies, and it's an interesting game, interesting set just from the aesthetic of it and, you know, the flavor and the theme. It's all really well done so far. So I'm looking forward to at least playing a pre-release in that. And I haven't played a pre-release in a couple sets for Magic. So, this one's got me back interested. PlayStation shut down the video game Concord. It, was less than 1,000 concurrent users on Steam at one point. And, eventually they probably couldn't afford to keep the servers up because of how many people didn't buy the game. And they've shut it down completely. They've given refunds. And people are trying to sell it on eBay because it's hard to find, impossible to find in a store now, but I don't know if you get it. I don't know what you could possibly do with it. But there you go. It's interesting. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about is people are upset about the Minecraft movie trailer. I know a friend of mine is huge into Minecraft, and he was not excited about it. Starring Jason Momoa, Jack Black. It looks a little goofy. They do a lot of live action within the Minecraft world, and I don't know, it just looks really goofy to me and to a lot of other people, apparently, because they're not happy. If you haven't seen it for yourself, give it a look. It's at least checking out, because you're going to go, who thought this was a good idea? At least that was my response. So I don't know why you would do it, but it is available to be seen if that's what you want to do. So thank you for joining me on this week's Nerd News Podcast. I really hope to get more of these out there, but I'm just at a weird place. I'll do what I can, but I appreciate you checking it out either way. All right, you have a good one.
That's it for this week's Nerd News Podcast. Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. Subscribe now. More Nerd News next week. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.